With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. A group of Democratic state lawmakers say budget cuts to the state health department have created a public health emergency. Today, they delivered a letter to legislative leaders and the governor asking for emergency funding. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Five representatives and two senators signed on to the letter addressed to the Montana Legislative Finance Committee. The letter CC'd Governor Steve Bullock and leadership in both parties of the legislature. Senator Mary Cafaro and Representative Mary Ann Dunwell, both from Helena, delivered the letter to the Finance Committee along with Missoula Senator Diane Sands.
These cuts are devastating, and I do think it's a public health crisis. And I think it's our obligation as the legislature to figure out a way to fill this hole.
State lawmakers pulled about $49 million in state funding from Montana's Department of Public Health and Human Services in order to help balance the state budget. Along with specific cuts and job cuts within the department, payment rates to all Medicaid providers in the state were cut by about 3%. The letter asked the committee to look at the possibility of a supplemental appropriation to, quote, meet the desperate needs of the Montanans we serve, unquote. A supplemental appropriation allows the state to take money from future budgeting years in order to pay for a current emergency. But Republican Nancy Balance, the chair of the Legislative Finance Committee, says the LFC doesn't have the authority to create the emergency funding asked for in the letter.
That doesn't preclude us as individuals or as a committee from exploring every opportunity that's available or writing a letter to the governor if we so decide that's what we want to do. But I don't want the public to believe that we have authority to do things and are choosing not to.
Democrats who signed on to the letter say while their message was directed at the legislative committee, it will take both the legislature and the governor's office to approve emergency funding.
We couldn't do it under the law.
That's Dan Villa, the governor's budget director, speaking with reporters at the end of February. In an emailed statement Tuesday, the governor's office said the request for emergency funding via a supplemental appropriation is, quote, outside the scope of the executive's authority, unquote. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.